Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. A federal judge earlier this month approved a $50 million settlement to be paid by a national dairy cooperative to thousands of dairy farmers in Vermont and throughout the Northeast. On average, almost 9,000 dairy farms in the region will receive roughly $4,000 each from this settlement. And with us now to discuss this issue is Vermont's Deputy Secretary of Agriculture, Diane Bothfeld. Diane, great to have you here.
Thank you, Bob. Glad to be here.
So this settlement is the result of a lawsuit filed back in 2009. What are the core elements of this lawsuit?
Well, the core elements were that there was kind of a monopoly on the marketing of milk that was reducing competition. So the National Dairy Cooperative was Dairy Farmers of America, and then the marketing association called Dairy Marketing Services. They work with farmers here in Vermont as well as all the Northeast, and Dairy Farmers of America is a national coast-to-coast dairy cooperative. There were concerns that the dairy cooperative as well as the marketing association had set up full supply contracts with buyers. Dean Foods was also a part of this lawsuit. They settled earlier and were not in this last settlement, but marketing milk to Dean Foods, to bottle, et cetera, it was called a full service contract. No one else sold milk. Dairy Farmers America sold all the milk. There were concerns that that was a monopoly and adversely affecting prices paid to dairy farmers.
So is this the kind of thing that might not have happened 20 years ago? Because there were more cooperatives dealing with milk?
I think that is a possibility. Certainly there were more cooperatives, smaller and more diffuse throughout the Northeast, but also more bottlers of milk. When I started working in the dairy industry in 1995, I guess that was a while ago, there were 13 to 14 different bottlers of milk throughout New England, and now there's three or four. So it really has consolidated. The ownership is consolidated. And is this an antitrust type of thing? It wasn't at the time when those purchases and consolidations occurred, but that's always been a question on people's mind.
So what does this settlement mean for the average dairy farm in Vermont?
Well, they're really looking at the amount of milk produced from 2002 all the way through 2014. And then there's a $50 million settlement here that will be reduced by attorney fees and any other expenses. So that's not been known yet what those fees will be. And so depending on how much milk a farmer made, they do have to sign up to take part. They would get a payment back that on average should be around $4,000. Any money right now is helpful. Milk prices are low, but it is, you know, really a settlement. But also there's a lot of other activities within this settlement besides the money. They're really looking at having farmers have more information and say in what occurs with this dairy cooperative, Dairy Farmers of America, and the marketing association, Dairy Marketing Services. They're going to have a farmer ombudsperson. So if a farmer has a concern, they have someone to go to that will take their side and work with the cooperatives to finalize any disputes. They're looking at having someone take part in the board meetings as an advisory member when these dairy cooperatives are having their board meetings. And also looking at other areas of dispute, milk is tested for butterfat and protein and solids content, and that's how a farmer is paid. So if that test is in dispute, that can really affect how a farmer is paid, and also if any milk is adulterated. Who's doing that testing? Can a farmer access other testing besides that done at the cooperative? So there's some other things in this lawsuit and this settlement that will be helpful for farmers in the Northeast as well as Vermont.
How important are these non-monetary provisions? Do you think they're going to make much of a difference?
Well, I think part of the concern is that the farmer had very little power in this relationship, that there are very few other places to sell their milk. There are fewer cooperatives than there used to be as well in the region. And so the power imbalance was a question. That if the dairy cooperative said your milk was adulterated, it got too hot, and it is spoiled, and you don't get paid for it. Well, prove it to me. And there wasn't a whole lot of other means to make sure they could get a different test done or an independent laboratory doing that test. So I think that's really trying to rebalance that power between the dairy cooperative and the farmers.
So when all is said and done, do you think this settlement is a fair way to resolve the issues in this case?
I think it does look at the issues that were raised. Another aspect of this settlement is looking at limiting those full supply contracts. The Dairy Farmers of America or Dairy Marketing Services are not to enter into these full supply contracts for a period of time. So really that concern around the monopoly has also been addressed. And then this imbalance, concern of an imbalance of power between farms and the cooperative, I think those will make a difference.
You mentioned that this money would be greatly appreciated by many dairy farmers. The summer of 2016 is a tough time. Do we have a situation now where production is up, prices are down?
We do have that situation. We also have an international situation where China's not buying as much dairy products. Over the issue in Ukraine, Russia has put on an embargo and they're not purchasing any dairy products from the European Union. All of that backup of milk and dairy products has decreased the amount that the United States is exporting. So, yes, we're in a situation again of too many dairy products versus the supply and demand is out of balance, so the price is lower. And it's a difficult time to see when that will change. So everybody should eat more dairy, more ice cream, more butter, more milk. But also it will be a long summer for dairy farmers with this supply and demand imbalance.
You know, some of our listeners might be wondering, isn't there a federal price stabilization program in place to deal exactly with these kinds of conditions? And if so, why isn't it working?
Well, there was a major change in the last farm bill. The dairy programs received an overhaul, and some longstanding programs were removed. The other program that has been instituted is called the Milk Margin Protection Program. That's like an insurance program for farmers to insure the margin between the milk price and their feed price. That has some issues with it. There's a concern that the feed price is calculated nationally, and we have very different feed costs here, especially bringing grain in. And that's part of the calculation. So there are some tweaks occurring. Congressman Welch is taking a hard look at that feed cost aspect and is working on some solutions potentially in Washington, D.C. But it's even time to start having that discussion for the next farm bill. It's coming soon.
Deputy Agriculture Secretary Diane Botfeld, many thanks for being on the program today.
Thank you for having me.